And Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share the master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Do you have a junk drawer, maybe a junk box at home? It's not really junk to you. But if anyone looks in there, what is this, all this stuff? I've got one of those. You know, all the stuff, little things that have accumulated over the years that have some sentimental value. You know, the first love note that you got in high school. You know, pins and awards, old coins, stuff in there. One of the things in that box of mine is a fortune that I got out of a fortune cookie years and years ago when I was dining at the finest Chinese restaurant in the greater metropolitan Coolidge area. Are you familiar with that restaurant? City Dragon Chinese food? It's the best Chinese food in Coolidge because it's the only Chinese restaurant in Coolidge. But this little fortune said, "Use your talents. That's what they're for." That's the theme of the gospel this morning. In my little bulletin blurb this week, I go through the history of the word talent. Started out as a measure of weight, then it became a value. 130 pounds of gold. It is the word that we use for skill and ability. And for a disciple, it covers so much more. It's every gift that we have received from God. All that we have is grace. All that we have is gift. You know, oftentimes when we think of every good gift from God, the things that we can do, our abilities, our skills, sometimes we'll even think of the resources that we have, gift from God. But everything that we have is gift from God. What is the most valuable gift from God that we have? His presence? His love? His mercy? His forgiveness? His peace? His strength? His courage? Those are gifts that are poured out upon us. That's what we have. We have been given all those things. And the disciple is called that to share all that we have from God. We're not called to hoard it away selfishly, keep it all to ourselves. We're called to share, to give away all that we have been given. And think about that. To give mercy. We haven't lost any of the mercy ourselves, have we? But it's increased for another. To be a source of peace for someone else. We haven't lost any of the peace ourselves, but it's increased. To share forgiveness. God never takes back his forgiveness from us, and yet someone else enjoys that. To love. No matter what we do, we're loved by God. But now another knows that they are loved. His presence. We never lose his presence. He's always with us. Gather here this morning the presence of Christ here and now. But when we leave this building, to share that presence with someone else, to help someone else know and be aware of Christ's presence. It's increased, hasn't it? We're called to share all that we have received. Called to increase all that we have received. So that at the end of the day, we will hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come, share your master's joy."